21 before the hour on America in the Morning. Our guest, Jotham Stein, author of Negotiate Like a CEO. You're a lawyer who specializes in executives and entrepreneurs. Is that a specific legal field?
I'm not sure if it's specific legal field as they would define it, maybe at the American Bar Association, but there are very few practitioners that concentrate in this area. I guess that's the way to describe it. I want to say thank you very much for having me on your show here, America in the Morning. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And this book, we can honestly say that you've written the book on the topic. I'm not aware of one before this, but what are things people can do to protect themselves when entering into an employment agreement?
If you're entering into an employment agreement, you have to think about your exit on day one. That's what CEOs do. That's why the book is titled Negotiate Like a CEO. And what can you do if you have any leverage at all? You can, first of all, negotiate a better salary often. If you're on commissions, a better commission plan. And you also need to think about your exit. So if you have any leverage at all, you might negotiate for some protection in terms of your salary. So if you walk to the door and you're fired, you get some payment, say 1 month of severance or 2 months of severance.
And you need to start thinking about that on day one or prior to day one. You got to think about your exit strategy, although you're probably pretty excited because here they are offering you a job. Now, how does a prospective employer feel about someone that comes in with demands of this nature?
Very good question. And that depends on the employer. And it depends on the position you're at. And there are so many things that there are considerations there. But you know what? Think about it this way, because I get this question all the time. Should I negotiate? Well, first of all, does the employer or does any other time you're in business, is the first offer the best offer, number one? Number two, if you're going to negotiate a separation agreement, just like CEOs do or C-suite levels do, and I say people at all levels have an opportunity even to get a one-line sentence in their offer letter to protect themselves, that company, in my view, should be thinking about you as somebody who's shrewd and smart to protect yourself. Because as soon as you become employed by that company, you're going to turn around and negotiate for the company on the company's behalf.
One would hope, yes, but there is a flip side.
Sometimes the big risk is that the person you're asking for more salary, more separation pay, more COBRA premium benefits if you're terminated, the big risk is that they'll say, that person's too much of a hassle. Let's go hire somebody else.
That is the risk, is it not? What's the highest salary that you've ever negotiated for someone?
Some of these are CEO executives. They make well north of $1 million. Uh-huh. And then many who get paid commissions get, or bonuses. They get bonus well north of $1 million.
Well,
despite the fact that there are IRS tax rules that are associated with that.
I would think that big top companies looking for their next CEO wouldn't want someone to just come in and take whatever's offered in front of them. Like you say, they do want to see how this person might negotiate for their own company. But would you call this a demand by this prospective employee?
Oh, the big companies. No, you've got the term right. Request, demand, whatever. Mm. The big companies, they often offer protection at the very beginning because they know what market is. Right? Mm-hmm. Many of the big companies, particularly the publicly traded ones, they have compensation experts that are helping the board set the compensation for the CEO. So they know what the market is. And often the issue isn't, say, protection itself. The issue is how much protection you're going to get. And remember, with a public company, you can see CEO coming in or a CFO coming in or a C-suite level executive coming in as an employee can see what the prior CEO and the top individuals have because it's public information. It's filed with the SEC. And anybody can download it and see what the CEO of any publicly traded company is making.
The award-winning book is called Negotiate Like a CEO, How to Get Ahead with Lessons Learned from Top Entrepreneurs and Executives. Does it go into the book at all about how not to look like you're being overly demanding?
It does. But on the other hand, it also discusses people who under-negotiate for themselves, which is a real problem. They don't maximize their personal returns in their own employment relationships or their entrepreneurial relationships with investors or family members or whatever they're doing in their business. And they short sell themselves. So the other side gets an advantage over them. And that happens a lot too. So the book discusses both of those situations and many, many others, of course.
Well, congratulations. Negotiate Like a CEO has been a best business book at the Los Angeles Book Festival. It's won many other awards. Jotham Stein, author and attorney, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on America in the Morning, John.